It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Wow, it feels like ages since we've been together, but it's only been 23 hours. Hello and welcome to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and here we sit once again on a Tuesday, and I am happy to be with you for Border Crossings Request Hour. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. And Vince is in today to answer requests and dedications, 202-619-2077. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Malat Berhi wants us to play this song from Kelly Clarkson, and it's called Stronger on Border Crossings.
You know the bed feels warmer. Sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What's up? This is Kelly Clarkson. You are listening to Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Thank you, Kelly Clarkson, the very first American Idol. She won the honor back in 2002, the very first season of American Idol, and now the show is coming to an end here in the U.S. and begins its final season in January. Kelly Clarkson and her family have a fun holiday card. They have captured the theme of a popular TV show, Game of Thrones. So Kelly and her daughter, River Rose, and her husband, Brandon Blackenstock, they've all posed in costumes from the medieval times just like the Game of Thrones. But she gave an interview recently. She had to cancel her concert tour because she's pregnant with her second child. She canceled several months ago. And she says, you know, I'm familiar with morning sickness because I had a baby and it was a tough, tough pregnancy. She said, this one is even harder. So it's not morning sickness. It's all day sickness. And she said she gets so sick, she gets IVs at the hospital and lots of fluids because she gets so dehydrated because she's throwing up often. So, you know, we wish her well. You know, I mean, there comes a point in a pregnancy, I think you make that turn. I don't know how many months in. And God bless the women who have to endure all that stuff. I'm sure us guys couldn't carry a baby like you gals do. But anyway, so she thanked her husband, Brandon, for supporting her. And she said, it's great to have a supportive partner in life. And she went on to say, keep your head up, or should we say, keep your head out of the toilet. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and thank you a lot for your request for Kelly Clarkson. It's great to be here with you on a Tuesday program, Border Crossings on the Air for an Hour with requests and dedications. I'll be talking about our new calendar and how you can have yours. I'll also talk a little bit about last night's Jingle Ball concert, which is a big musical festival that is in the D.C. area. And many, many stars came out last night, and I was there. Yours truly had a chance to meet and talk with a lot of the biggest pop stars in the business, Charlie Puth, R. City, you name it. I met him, we spoke, and I'll talk about that a little later on and tell you what they had to say. Demi Lovato, we've got music from her coming up. She was there last night. I'll tell you what she had to say. All right, we've got a request now from Tebeb Avele, who said, I'm in Ethiopia, and I want to hear a song from Sam Hunt dedicated to my girl, Helen. And Sam Hunt is celebrating being nominated for the Best New Artist Grammy, which is an award that he won at the CMT award show recently. Although he's not new in music, he's been doing this a while. But he had 3 number one songs on the charts this past year, and he was on Border Crossings. And here is Sam Hunt. This is called Break Up in a Small Town on Border Crossings.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party, she'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. But we'd pay at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. But we just needed some time. She could get on with her life, and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends, and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go-around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. For a while I guess they were keeping it low key, but now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together, and it's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Her mailbox is 7 minutes from mine, and I drive into town sometimes, and I see her sitting there with him. I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't.
chance, it's my fault. And I let her go, I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Hey, I'm Sam Hunt, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Time can erase a feeling.
Border Crossing's Mariah Carey, who has sold over 200 million records around the world. That's a request from Ponyface in Kenya. Always Be My Baby. Mariah Carey has been performing weekly in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace in the Coliseum. Her show is called Mariah, Number One to Infinity. And compared to some of the shows in Las Vegas and some of the concerts that are out these days, her prices for tickets are pretty reasonable, $55 a ticket. For a Las Vegas show at Caesar's Palace, that's pretty reasonable price. Considering, you know, Madonna's tour, you pay about $200 for a ticket these days. Bruce Springsteen announced a tour, and his tickets are $150 a ticket. So $55 is not too bad for Mariah Carey. She is going on a European tour starting March 15th, and she'll be performing in Glasgow. And her tour will take her through a number of different cities and conclude in May with two shows in South Africa. And so she is busy. If you think she's not working, she's very, very busy with her Las Vegas shows and the tour. She produced a film for the Hallmark cable television channel for the holidays that airs this weekend. And she's been doing a lot of other stuff, too, keeping herself busy. Now, here's some interesting news. Speaking of Mariah and the holidays, she is no longer the Queen of Christmas. You know, the 1994 song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, it has been the most played Christmas song for the past two decades. However, that has changed this year. The most played Christmas song this year is Wonderful Christmas Time by The Shins. And it's a cover version of the Paul McCartney version of Wonderful Christmas Time. That's the most played Christmas song this year, The Shins. Wonderful Christmas Time. Mariah's All I Want for Christmas, still number two, but she's been dethroned. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I want to say hello to Giovanna Olanda, who checked in with us a little while ago and asked me where the VOA 1 stream has gone. We've taken it offline for technical issues, and we're working on it, but it's going to probably be quite a while. You'll probably be celebrating your next birthday before it gets put back up. So just keep that in mind, but I thank you, Giovanni, for asking the question. Now, keep in mind, you can hear the stream on voanews.com. Click on Listen. You can hear us on the Internet, voanews.com, and then click on Listen. All right? So that's a stream that is available to you if you want to use that. Munaza Farid checked in from Pakistan. Hello, Munaza. Jeanette Hussein is listening. John Sano. Martha Bedeng Guraro checked in. Getane Tsege is with us. Abinet Guta. Joseph is tuned in. Sabrina Ibrahim. Prince Henry is with us. Let's see. David XO Weekend, or David I Love the Weekend, depending on how you read that. Ephraim Peace. Leonard Sege. Dave Pack. Martin Niantundo. Andre Yannick. Hajar Ahmed. All those folks have checked in on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can also go to Facebook.com and search Larry London in the search box, and we'll meet you on Facebook. Here's a request from Elmo, and Elmo is in Ethiopia listening and says, I am a computer student, and I love your program. I listen quietly. Can I make a request? I would like to hear The Killers, and my request song is called Human, so please play it for me on Border Crossings.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human, or are we dancer? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancer? Send
Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. Gotta let me know. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
Hello, everybody. My name is Brandon Flowers. I'm from The Killers, and you're listening to Border Crossings. Even when I'm dead.
R. Kelly on Border Crossings, Hinak Amare in Ethiopia asked me to play a beautiful song from R. Kelly, When a Woman Loves. And I thank you, Hinak, in Addis Ababa, for listening to Border Crossings. If you're an R. Kelly fan, you may want to pick up a copy of his new album. It's album number 13 for R. Kelly, and it comes out this Friday. The album is called The Buffet. And he's written, he says, 462 songs for the new album, but he can only fit in 13. But he wrote 462 different songs to choose from. Wow, that's a lot of songwriting, if you ask me. I just don't know that that's the average to write for one album. 462 songs. And he told Entertainment Tonight. He said he's even written some country music for the album. But, of course, those songs didn't make it on the album. The Buffet, coming out Friday. It includes collaborations with Lil Wayne, Juicy J, Jeremiah, and many others. That is R. Kelly, who calls himself the King of R&B. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I am happy to have you with us here on our Tuesday program. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. Please give us a call. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. It's twitter.com. And you can send a tweet to hashtag BCVOA or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And any one of those different various outlets, those ways of contacting us, are a good place for you to request a VOA calendar. We've got the new 2016 Unseen New York calendars, and they are yours for the taking. All you have to do is tell us how many you'd like, and we'll send you a couple. Keep it real, folks. Keep it real. Don't ask for, you know, boxes. And we've got them, and they are gorgeous. If you like New York City, or if you are interested at all in New York and you've ever heard about the city, New York, or read about it or seen it in movies, then you'll be able to see some actual photos of some beautiful landmarks from New York City, including Ellis Island. And there's a photo of the Washington Square Arch. There's the Bow Bridge. The Manhattan Bridge. There's a picture of Washington Square Park, another picture. There's a photo of Coney Island and Prospect Park. Some beautiful photos. Unseen New York. You can get the calendar just for asking. And you can email with your postal mailing address, bordercrossings@voa.gov. Moving right along, here's a request from Hanny Styleholic Gull. And Hanny says, I'm in Ethiopia. I'm a big fan of the show. Please play a song from One Direction. One Direction will bid adieu to all of their directioners around the world after this coming up Sunday's X Factor UK finale. The final show on the X Factor Sunday night. It'll be One Direction's last performance before they take their hiatus. And the guys in the band have all tweeted and all promised they will be back. Stay tuned for the next chapter. That's what one of the guys wrote. So they're promising a return, despite the tabloid rumors that this is it. But we shall see. And there has also been a rumor circulating that Niall is dating Selena Gomez. And the two of them have been seen kissing and even photograph kissing, holding hands, looking romantic and cozy with one another. But both of them deny that they are in a relationship. They're just good friends, although the kiss was much more than a friend's kiss. But who knows? That's their business. Here's a song for One Direction fans around the world. This is called Night Changes on Border Crossings.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off.
driving too fast. Moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants.
Had a cigarette, heart is beating loud, and she doesn't want it to stop.
Moving too fast, moon is lighting up her skin. She's falling, doesn't even know it yet. Having no regrets, it's all that she really wants.
We're only getting older, baby.
Doesn't like that kind of trust. Reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she loves.
We're only getting older, baby.
Hi, I'm Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
Baby, baby, when we first met, I never felt something so strong. You were like my lover and my best friend, all wrapped in one with a ribbon on it, and all of a sudden, shots for me around, and now my heart's dead. I feel so empty and hollow, and I never give myself to another the way I gave it to you. Don't even recognize the ways you hurt me, dear. Gonna take a miracle to bring me back, and you're the one to blame. And now I feel like, oh, you're the reason why I'm thinking. I don't wanna smoke on the cigarettes no more. I guess that's what I get
my favorite drug. The only problem is that you was using me in a different way that I was using you. But now that I know it's not meant to be, you gotta go, I gotta win myself off of you.
Crossings. Rihanna's checking into rehab, and doesn't surprise me. No, actually, right. That is a request from Zella Lem Tesfay, who's tuned into Border Crossings. Now, if you are a Rihanna fan, she's got a couple of things going on. One of the things going on is she's decided to hold off on releasing the Anti album. She's not going to release it yet. I guess she's reworking the album. She's
That's smart.
Changing
smart
some
decision.
Songs, adding some different songs. Sia is now saying that she's working with Rihanna on a couple new songs for the album. Yeah. So the album is going to be delayed. Don't have a date yet. No one's going to rush it. She wants to make sure it's just right.
I don't think anyone's thinking about releasing an album right now because of the Adele effect.
That's right. This is not a good time to put out a new album.
No.
And also, speaking of Rihanna, she was hosting the Diamond Ball recently. That is something that she's put together herself. It was the inaugural Diamond Ball to raise money for the Clara Lionel Foundation, which is named after her grandparents, Clara and Lionel. And the money that was raised will go to health, arts, and culture. She picked up $3 million in donations. She auctioned off a bunch of her own stuff, and Lionel Richie performed at the gala. So here to perform for us is Ray McDonald. It's time once again during the week for the Chart Chat segment of Border Crossings.
All right, all right. Good morning, everybody. And before we start playing the music, I should mention Adele, because hello, Adele is everywhere. And speaking of hello, you see what I did there?
I did.
It's number one for a sixth week on the Hot 100, and the 25 album has gone past 5 million copies sold in the U.S. That makes it only the 11th album in the past 10 years to do so. And the last one to do it in a single calendar year was Adele's previous album, 21. The last album to sell 5 million, period, was Taylor Swift's 1989. And between the two of them, between Adele and Taylor Swift, they have four of those 11 albums. So basically they sell a lot of records is what I'm trying to say here. Anyway, let's continue to some of the other artists who are climbing up the Hot 100. The first one I'm going to look at is Demi Lovato. The title track from her Confident album goes from 28 to 21, and Demi has been busy too. We'll take a closer look after Confident.
Down, 'cause this is What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident?
What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident?
It's time to get the chains down.
What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident?
What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? But you've had me underrated. Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident?
There's Demi Lovato confidently striding toward the top 20 with the title track of her Confident album. It rises from 28 to 21 on this week's Hot 100 chart. One more position, and it will be Demi's seventh career countdown single. She performed that song at the American Music Awards and at the Jingle Ball, too.
Yeah, she performed that last night along with several others, and she was the headliner. She was the person that ended the whole Jingle Ball show last night. Looking good, too. I mean, she looked good, and the crowd went crazy for her.
Did you see the video for Confident?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's really cool. It's directed by Robert Rodriguez, who has done a lot of action movies, and it's done in the style of an action espionage film. Demi gets some really cool fight scenes with Michelle Rodriguez. I mean, this was done in the style of a movie. And, you know, she trained really hard for it, and it's definitely worth seeking out. It's a spectacular video. Demi is going to be hitting the road next year in June. She will be touring along with her old buddy Nick Jonas. And these guys go back almost 10 years to their Disney days, mm-hmm. the old Camp Rock movies.
And she's partnering on a record label, too.
That's right.
With Nick.
That's right. No, it's Safe House?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Safe House.
Safe mm-hmm. House. So, yeah, all things are looking good for Demi. And moving along to another artist who's rising up the charts. And this would be Thomas Rhett's first time in the pop top 20, but definitely not in the country list. He has a song called Die a Happy Man. It's moving from 29th to 23rd place. And we will meet Thomas after Die a Happy Man.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between a bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand,
baby, I could die a happy man. A happy man, baby. Mm-hmm. Baby, that red dress brings me to my knees. Oh, but that black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough, that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never tower at night, and with all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't need no vacation, no fancy destination, baby, you're my greatest game. We can stay at home, listen to the radio, dance around the fireplace. What if I never get to build my mansion in Georgia, I drive a sports car up the coast of California. Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. Baby, I could die a happy man. Oh, I could die a happy man. You know I could, girl.
Thomas Rhett says he could die a happy man, even though the song is still rising in 23rd place on the Hot 100. It is currently the number one country single in the U.S. right this moment, and this is Thomas's first chart topper.
Wow.
Thomas Rhett grew up in Nashville. He was born in Georgia, but he grew up in the Nashville scene. He is the son of Rhett Akins, who's a pretty well-known country singer-songwriter. As a teenager, he would play drums for his dad on stage. In 2010, he wrote a single for Jason Aldean, and he still writes songs for Jason and a bunch of other big Nashville stars. He signed his own record contract in 2011. Tangled Up is the name of his second album, and it hit second place on the country chart, just like the first one did. It goes like this. And in January, Thomas Rhett will hit the road as the opening act for his old friend Jason Aldean. So it's one big family down there
in country music. Everybody loves everybody.
Yes, but that's as far as we're going to take that metaphor.
Now, since 2011, this is finally 4 years later, his first number one song.
Yeah, yeah, he's had a bunch of top ten songs. His first album came out in 2012, but "Die a Happy Man" was the first one to go all the way to number one. But he's been a rising star for several years.
Well, Adele, you better look out. Thomas Rhett's coming.
He's on his way.
Well, thank you, Ray.
Got it, man.
Thank you for bringing us the latest chart chat and insight into what's going on the Billboard charts. Ray hosts the Billboard Top 20 show on the VOA 1 network every week, mm-hmm. which is Thursdays. So people want to check it out.
Absolutely. And you can also swing by my Twitter feed. I put all kinds of good stories and videos and photos up. That's Ray on the Hits.
Ray on the Hits on Twitter. All right. Thank you, Ray.
You got it, man.
Have a nice weekend.
Same to you.
This is Border Crossings, and we got time for one more song. We'll be right back. back, Betty. It's Ram Jam here on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Julian and Brooke and Abel. And let's see, who else do we have? Wesley Ballin, Amara Henry, Donna Toos is with us. Heard from Kenyi, Justine, Lillian, Brian Cabasso, Abu Bakar Adam, Adis Yelma, Mikkel, all listening to Border Crossings today. Mary Worku, Mary Buckman, Tay Worku, and Afe Work. And I thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks to Greg, our engineer, and Vince, our producer-director. I'm Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.